We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's D8.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show within the show. You can always listen to the PGP on its own podcast platform. Just search Permission Granted. But also on the DA Show's podcast feed as well. And you can get that inside the Odyssey app also. So three big things to talk about today. The first thing being what happened to the PGP last week. I was out last week filling in for the Jim Rome show. And you were out on vacation at Sesame Place. Yeah, you spelled it wrong in social media and they made fun of you the entire week.
See, I was totally unaware that I spelt it wrong or anybody brought that up. Okay. Boy, you were really on top of it.
You spelled it S-E-S-E-M-E.
How do you spell it?
S-E-S-A-M-E. Sesame. You spelled it sesame.
All right. I mean, A, shocking?
Well, the big thing was that sesame was spelled all around you all week long, and you still spelled it wrong.
Fair, which is probably not a good sign for me. If all the kids are up there looking at this, I could probably spell it. I was totally unaware I spelt that wrong. News to me.
Yeah, so everybody was making fun of you on the show last week when I listened to the show.
A lot of sports were handled, I guess, huh? Birthday into Sesame?
Yeah, they skewed a lot of non-sports last week. So, with both of us gone, it fell to Bogish and Bilotti to author a PGP. Now, I'm not perfectly ironclad on my memory here, but I think the only other time we missed a PGP was the time years ago in which you got punished.
Not entirely.
Okay.
That's the only inexcusable time that we missed a PGP. There have been two, if not three other times, specifically on weeks that we were on a radio road trip where we had a PGP planned, we were ready to go, but we got bumped from the table for other shows taping interviews, and it didn't work out. The last time we did Radio Row, we did it, and we did it after Bob's Bar. We've done emergencies to make up for lost ones, of course, but there, I definitely remember a couple of those times, and it was, we let the listeners know in the show, essentially, that's what had happened.
So we've attempted to do them, but they didn't get done. The only other time that we didn't even attempt to do it was years ago. I went on vacation, and then you just didn't do one. And I came back and said, well, why didn't you do one?
Right.
And then you were like, well, there's nobody to talk to.
I was the only one left of the people of the show, and I didn't do one.
And I said, there's nobody to talk to. Well, let's have you learn a lesson here. Now you're going to be forced to talk to our listeners. We do permission-granted profiles, PGP, and you did that for 2 months, and then you paid off your dues, and we've had one ever since, basically. And then last week, so somebody called out Bogish on social media, and he poo-pooed it. And he said, well, I only take my orders from DA, and he didn't tell me to do it. And then when pressed, and I said, I would have really liked to hear you and Greg Caserta do one, he said Pete wouldn't give us studio time. Jeff is in Pittsburgh this morning on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, DA. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. It was a good week off. Fun to fill in for Jim, but good to be back in the seat here.
Hate to kiss and tell, but I don't have nobody to kiss, so I've got plenty to tell. I guess I'm going to burn down the house from the inside, too. While you gentlemen were gone, as the old expression goes, when the cat's away, the mice will play.
Right.
Well, the mice happen to be Bogus and Bilotti. As a true D'Alien, I expect the PGP weekly. I mean, I go back and review them, everything like that, and then no PGP. So Friday, Bogus and Pete slip in that there was no PGP. But guess who got blamed? Guess where the accountability went? Or now I'm calling you my boss's name, DA.
Where did they place the blame?
Oh, well, DA could have done one in Cali. Oh, Mr. Hollywood. Oh, Mraz running around chasing rabbits in his house and wearing Big Bird suits. It didn't sit well with me, DA.
So how much of this do you say is Bogus kind of flaunting, like, ha-ha, I don't have to do one, versus I forgot, and now I'm kind of sarcastically making up excuses?
He's definitely making up excuses because Pete doesn't control studio time. In fact, Pete's not here this week, and I just looked out and saw three empty studios, one of which we are using. I know from taping the PGP every week, nobody has told me, reserve this studio.
And one giant step.
And one giant step, although a lot of that is a home project now. A lot of fancy equipment. But yes, the bottom line is this. Nope, there's no, hey, Pete, can I reserve, you know, tea time? That doesn't happen. So that was definitely sarcastic. I think that my guess is it was a hectic week in Bogus's mind. If I put myself in Bogus's point of view, right, there's no URI. He has Pat Boyle on Monday. By the way, could have got ahead of things and done a PGP with Boyle on Monday. Didn't have to wait.
Yeah.
Has Caserta Tuesday or Wednesday. And then by the time somebody's called him out on a PGP, he's very overwhelmed because he's solo Thursday and Friday. And I think he just forgot. Other things got in the way. A different role from the week. He doesn't have updates. He doesn't have to stay here until 1 p.m. in the afternoon doing things. And I think that was his way of hoping you were kidding after somebody called out to just kind of have fun and put this on Pete because he knows we like to have fun at Pete's expense.
Okay, so maybe that's all true. And maybe it's not a big deal. It's just a PGP, some would say, although Jeff in Pittsburgh called up and said, hey, I was looking for it. I'm a loyal listener. I listened to them multiple times, and there was none last week. So it is kind of a serious miss.
Oh, well, and I think that's worth noting. A, I would say them missing it is almost a good reminder. There are people listening to this every week that live for it, that wait for it, that look forward to it. And the fact that people were upset, they were, that there wasn't one, I think is every bit the reason that maybe this was a bigger deal. It definitely has to be a bigger deal. People care that much to tweet and call in about it, then it's a big deal.
Right. So that's the first part. The second part is maybe Bogues didn't realize his new responsibilities because this is the first year he's really hosting the DA show. Right. Last summer, you and Bogues did some tandems.
Yeah, all the summer Fridays. But what last week presented was a really unique circumstance where, you know, by the time Rome had took off and I had already put in my days, it worked out that I was off the same week as you, which under normal circumstances, all things being equal, I wouldn't have took off last week and it would have been me and him together and I would have remembered and we would have done a PGP. So I just think under a unique circumstance where he was in charge of the DA show, let's call it, without you or I think it just slipped from the cracks from him.
Right. And so not only was he hosting the show without you, because then Greg Caserta was in the first 2 days.
And Boyle, there was a Caserta, yeah.
Right, Boyle Monday, Caserta. But then he was also solo hosting Thursday, Friday, which he had never done before.
Done for Ryder.
For our show. So it is possible that he was just thrust into a totally new role
and kind of lost track of the fact that the PGP comes with hosting this show. Because if you were in with Bogish last week, you would have done one.
Yeah, it would have been the DA show's done. The whole week is done like the DA show without DA. And that's it. We would have done the PGP, whatever. Videos would have been put out by Cap. It would have been the show. The business goes on.
So there has to be a penalty. Because we come back to the original point somebody had pointed out, had you forgotten to do it like you have in the past, once you got penalized. And we can't not have the same rules.
So I agree, and I think there's no more meta moment for us than on the PGP that follows the PGP that was missed, discussing punishment for PGP that was missed. I'm going to sound like not a Foxhole guy, not a bad teammate, and to heck with it, because these guys would do the same thing to me. But you bring up, okay, and I bring up, Bogues maybe a little flustered, maybe Bogues a little lost there. I mean, isn't the whole case for Pete right now is management is how organized he is, how in control he is. Pete also had to wear a bigger hat last week, more responsibility in, you know, basically guiding and producing a show that he's off of this week, and the week before he was in a management role off the show. In a three-week span, last week was the only week Pete had to focus on the DA show. Well, if he's that good at managing things and organizing things, does it hurt to get in Bogus's ear on Tuesday? Bogues, are we doing a PGP? What's going on? And then them kind of have an idea. And if they voted no on Tuesday, then, you know, have a unified front on this. Hey, we discussed this. We figured it wasn't right. And then deal with the consequences after. It feels like those two aren't unified at all in what's going on here. And I think, honestly, I don't think Pete's absolved from this. Even if he doesn't appear on this every week, it's your job to step up when somebody else is out. I've stepped up all week, as is Cap. We've done analytics. That's Pete's job every day. There's no complaining. You don't hear us complaining from the other end. So why is Pete not looked at? If he could step up in every other role in this place, why can't he step up when it's on the show?
Was he technically executive producer last week?
No.
He stayed at his on-the-board duties.
Which maybe that was his loophole. I'm pretty sure Emmanuel was. But again, Emmanuel, who you're going to hear come up on side B of the show, you know, he's really good at what he does. He's still kind of learning the ropes on the DA show. Those guys shouldn't have to worry about the extracurricular activities of the DA show. Pete's well aware of what goes on every week. Pete has the ability to upload the PGP. Bogus should is the leader of the troops, remember, but Pete's been around long enough, he should not be absolved from this either.
Is it a 50-50 split of responsibility, or is it more on Pete or more on Bogues?
I could hear Pete slamming the table as he listens to this now at me right now. I would say it's 60-40. It's 60-40.
Pete.
No, I still say Bogues.
Okay.
But Pete definitely deserves a lump sum here. Because I will say this, at least I know last week, Pete still did have his other responsibilities. Bogus didn't have to stay around and hang out on Bill Ryder's show as he does. He didn't have to do updates on other networks here. Bogus's day at 10:01 was done. And I've been there, you know, on a Friday where you could go home, you could do whatever. Like, Bogues all week, in essence, could leave at 10:01. He had so much more free time. He could have hung out for another 35 minutes and did a PGP at some point, which makes me feel like he either forgot or didn't want to. And Pete, it should have been Pete's job to remind him that it should have gotten done. So that's why it's 60-40.
It's a Tuesday. We haven't talked to either one of them in person yet. I hope that they recognize, yeah, you know what, we dropped the ball, and just go, that's fair, we should have done it. I hope I don't get the resistance, excuses, you should have told us. That's going to really annoy me.
And that's the part of the Bogus, I believe that was Bogus' response that I didn't like. It's one thing to make fun of Pete, and I'm all for it, and say he didn't book us a studio and have fun with it. It's another thing to say we weren't told we had to do it. And again, I know how hypocritical I sound in my past here. I know the audience is probably screaming, Mraz, my goodness. But the truth is, how long do you have to be on a show and be involved? I'm Bogus on a PGP every week. You need to be told you have to do it? When Bogus was on the PGP the previous week with me, did we make a big announcement that there would be no PGP next week?
And how far does I need to be told how to do it go? I mean, you know you do a cold open.
Right.
You know you do sound check.
Right.
You know, you do Target Demo Friday.
Right.
So all of those things are installed and you know, but you don't know PGP.
Right.
Come on.
And I was getting guest pitches while I was off and I was forwarding to them, hey, you know, don't feel free if you guys want to do it. So they had enough conversation and guidance the other way to know to do everything else on the show. I would not be taking this hard a stance. I would defend my boys then if I knew they would defend me, and I know I've been on the other end of it.
Oh, you'd get crushed.
Oh, where those two can't wait to have your back and pile in, and I'm looking all of a sudden I'm an island. So screw that. If I've been punished for this exact thing.
Yeah, this is your transgression punishment.
Right. And to hear that I'm doing whatever at my house, I'm catching rabbits, I could have done it. I am off all week.
You're on vacation.
That's it. You're off all week.
Now, if you wanted to say DA was doing Rome, he should have done it, if that's what Bogus, I don't know if he was serious or not, we're going to discuss this on the show with him, then he should have said to me, hey, do you want us to do it, or would you like to do it from Rome?
Right, assume that you were going to do it from Rome without them involved, and you not saying anything was a signal, is the wrong signal.
And just coordinate, because in my thought, I'm like, well, the PGP is about what happens on the DA show. That's what the DA show listeners are listening to, the D-Aliens. Maybe some of them were listening to the Rome show, but a lot of them were probably just listening to the DA show because that's their day. So this PGP exists as extension programming for the DA show. If they come to me and Bogus and Blatty are like, hey, do you want to do one? Do you want us to do one? I would have very clearly said, I'm happy to jump on with you if you want me to be the guest.
Right.
No problem. But I think you guys should anchor it because you should be talking about the show that's going on, the DA show. I would not have said, yeah, I think I should be talking about the Jim Rome show on the PGP.
And by the way, same goes for me. I'm not volunteering my services while I'm off. But if, as you're pointing to, they had no problem. I went to Sesame Place on Monday to start the work. So they were doing the Sesame bit all week or whatever they were doing. But then want to come out and say, I could have done the PGP. Well, then, hey, we've talked about you going to Sesame Place. Can you hop on for a couple minutes? And put it in my court whether I can or can't.
You can't tell us we should have done it if you didn't communicate.
Yes.
Asking, hey, do you want us to do it? Do you want to do it?
Correct.
Or have you? So it's a big whiff by both of them. It's a huge whiff, and we have to address it, and we will when they're back on the show. Bogus comes back Wednesday.
We hope.
Belotti comes back next week.
Bogus was stranded in Chicago from flight delays and everything else.
Sounds
we hope
like
he's landed.
A nightmare, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did. I think he finally.
Okay.
I think it was a 12-hour day of traveling from Chicago, which is a 2.5-hour flight.
With his kids, by the way, I noticed on Instagram, I thought this was another Katie Andrew special without kids.
Oh.
Those kids were with them at Wrigley and the whole weekend.
Biggity bang, biggity boom, the whole Bogus clan.
That's a 12-hour travel. Kids is a nightmare.
Second pillar here let's discuss is moist pork.
Who might have dried up.
Because it's a Trash Tuesday. One of our listeners, Eric, had tweeted in a trash of a certain mattress that he had purchased. Now, that mattress may or may not happen to have a sponsorship deal with the DA show. And Moist Pork jumped in on that tweet and said, thank goodness. You know what? I'm not even
going to. We're not paraphrasing. We're going to the real quote.
I'm going to the exact quote because I don't want to.
DA's fingers look very angry right now as he clicks on his phone in front of me.
I'm just deliberate in what I'm doing here because I don't want to misquote a D-Alien. Moist Pork tweeted in response to Eric's tweet is trash. So happy about this trash. I've always wanted to hear a bad review about this mattress company. And then Moist Pork says, and he's never going to read this because they sponsor the show. Now, I said this on the air, but let me just clarify this. It would be very bad business for me to take a personal sponsored endorser of the show and trash them on the air. That is not why they pay what they pay. And we should all be supportive of all of the sponsors that have been with the show for a long time or with the show now because they help bring you the show. They help pay my bosses. That advertising money comes into the company. Totally dependent on what the advertising revenue is how the show is paid and built. So we get to have X number of producers, X number of board ops, this number of equipment, this show gets to travel to Radio Row or gets to go do a show here, there, or otherwhere because of that influx of revenue. That's how we make revenue. Without that, we are just a building with microphones. We must have revenue. You don't pay us for subscription fees. You don't pay it. We don't. You know, there's no other way. There's not a cable package you pay for. Terrestrial radio is paid for by the sponsors. So that's a very important part of this equation. Now, I reached out to Eric and said, Eric, I appreciate the concern. Thanks for letting me know. Here's my email address. Email me. I'm going to get you to a person that hopefully can help you with the situation with the product to hopefully maximize the product because, you know, I'd want the same help if I was in this situation. And I believe in the product, too. But I thought it was weird that Moist Pork had tweeted, I've been waiting. I've wanted to hear a bad review about this company, which is so weird because I'm like, why would you be waiting on a bad review? What's that whole bit? So anyway, so I tweeted at Moist Pork and I said, Dear Moist, why are you rooting for a bad review? And I mentioned, first you went after my rolled up sleeves and now this, you're quite the agent of chaos. And that was kind of a tongue in cheek, like, you're just a rabble rouser. You kind of like to see people, I guess, flustered or get, you like to poke and prod. Once upon a time on the Twitch stream, he just said, like, my sleeves were rolled up to the wrong height. And then we did a whole PGP about that.
It's not once upon a time. There are oftentimes you have a shirt, and still to this day, he hasn't crushed you lately. But Twitch, when's Moist waking up? I need his comment on DA's wardrobe here. So he's become the wardrobe guy and all that. But I do have to say, he's totally wrong. There's no defending him. But there is an ounce of it still bothers you what he said about the sleeves. There's no doubt.
It's about the sleeves?
Yeah. Because I don't know that if this is Ardar Bobart that makes this comment today or Reed Phillips Radio, whoever. I think you're annoyed and have a similar response. But I don't know if you're even bringing it up on the PGP. I think there's still something in the back of your mind here with Moist Pork and the sleeves.
Well, because my sleeves, the mattress review, and then a couple other unnamed things that he has complained about, Moist Pork has a reputation with us directly of complaining.
Right.
He just is looking, as you said, to the negative. He's always in the negative. And he considers himself a loyal D-alien.
And I do believe that. I actually like him. He comes to my defense a lot, so I'm a big fan.
And I don't doubt that he loves the show as well. I just think it's a weird relationship to have with the show where you're always looking to kind of pick apart things on the show negatively. Now, maybe he does a lot of positive stuff and is like, that's awesome, that's funny, that's great. I don't know that.
To be fair, he does. Okay. I've seen him on Twitch, and he usually when other people are negative, he actually, that was funny. That was
okay. All right. So it balances itself out.
Okay, it balances itself out, but when he's, it's almost like when he's negative, it hurts.
Well, I only see the negative because I don't read the Twitch.
Right. So I do see the positive. I can't have this PGB come out and make it look like he's the worst person on the planet.
Then I'm not seeing the other side of things. All I know is when I see Moist Pork saying I couldn't wait for a negative review, I'm like, who waits for a negative review? And then knowing that he had a whole problem with the sleeve thing my wardrobe, I'm like, all right, so he's waiting on that too.
But it's definitely part of the sleeve thing I have to get across. It bothers you. There's no doubt.
I don't know if it bothers me so much as this is now his reputation.
Right. And it's more confusing than anything. And because Twitch is just hot stuff. I mean, when I monitor this, it really is hot stuff. I do have to say, in the midst of you reading the tweet on Tuesday on the show, I think that sometimes they think I'm Superman when I monitor the Twitch and that I'm staring at that all the time as I'm speaking on the air, which sometimes I could multitask, but I couldn't. So I missed his explanation. But I also think, for those who may be listening and wondering, did he have an explanation? His explanation sucked, frankly, because his explanation was he only sees positive reviews or reviews from people who are paid to read about them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we would be his sponsors. So it was nice to see, and I put this in quotes, a civilian.
He said a civilian.
Leaving honest reviews about
it. No, I'm not a civilian.
Right. And here's why this doesn't add up and this sucks. Because his tweet said, I've been waiting for a negative.
Right.
A negative review on this product.
Yep.
So if this was
I've always wanted to hear a bad review about this product.
I've always wanted to hear a bad review about this product. That's the direct quote from Moist Pork. That doesn't sound like I just wanted to hear, you know, an honest review from a civilian. Because, again, if you got a tweet that said, dude, this is the most amazing thing on earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Is Moist Pork getting involved in jumping over the boards to make a comment going, oh, this is really good to hear? I don't think he's doing that.
And that's, I guess, what I kind of mean. I think he's a vulture hanging on the branch waiting for the dead carcass. He wants the vulnerable, injured animal. He wants to swoop in and start pounding. But Moist Pork has said he doesn't want to be a villain. Now, in my tweet, I had said you're an agent of chaos, which is, again, a joke. Like, you're just kind of trying to stir things up. But then he used on his Twitter handle, Moist Pork, agent of chaos.
A very Rob move.
So he's embracing being the villain, but then saying, but I don't want to be a villain. So I don't, that's what I mean. He's a confusing guy, this Moist
Pork. And by the way, at the core.
Real name, Moishe Plotkin.
And that's what I was going to say. At the core, he can have fun because I couldn't say his name. I started calling him Moist Pork, and he embraced that moniker.
Yeah, which
as
I love.
Well. So he didn't have to do that. You know what? In many ways, DA, he is like our Wizard of Watch DA Cap. He has a lot of evil tendencies. He likes to mix it up. He likes to just come out of nowhere, and you're like, where did that come from? But at the core, good content provider.
Yeah, that's true. And we always applaud good content.
Yeah, we do. We do.
So, yeah, I don't know where we're going to go because after I said, I tweeted this, you're quite the agent of chaos, Moist Pork responded, wow, oof.
Oof, oof.
Oof, I got an oof.
Oof is tough to hear.
So, unless he's taking it like, wow, I'm an agent of chaos. I got to check myself. Oof, that's a hard one to.
No, I think it's like that's a harsh word to call him. He's oof. Oof. That's an O-O-F? O-O-F-E?
O-O-F.
Oof.
Oof.
You don't get oof. Now, here's the next question. Moist Pork located in Baltimore. Moist Pork going to come find you to make amends around Mogabba Day?
Man, anybody that comes to Little Mo Day with the Orioles a week from Thursday is a hero in my book. I don't care what you've ever said about me, what you've ever tweeted about me. You come and support Little Mo.
Unless he comes and starts knocking the shirts you made.
Well, there, yeah, that's true.
If it's more fashion problems from Moist Pork.
That is true. If he crushes the Little Mo t-shirts, then we're really going to have a problem. Moist Pork. Ralph Lauren, Moist Pork. That is another important point, is that a week from Thursday, I'll be doing the show down in Baltimore the morning of the Thursday, the 28th. It's a day game at Camden Yards, Orioles-Rays. That's Mo Gabba Day in honor of Little Mo from the Orioles side of things. They're throwing this, and so I wanted to be down there for it. So we designed T-shirts. They are available for purchase right now. All proceeds go to the Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital, who took care of Mo for so long, and he made lifelong friends in that hospital with the nurses, the doctors, et cetera. So I've tweeted that out and posted on Facebook and posted on social, on Instagram, all the links to buy that T-shirt. There's a $5 off coupon code if you're a DA Show listener that I've posted as well. It's DAMODAY22. So DAMODAY22, $5 off. So if you can come down to Baltimore or up to Baltimore for Camden Yards the 28th on Thursday, I'll be there hanging out, and we'll have a good day celebrating Mo. The third thing I want to talk about is Mothership of the Movies, because that comes up this week. Thursday, we're going to be doing this, right? Thursday.
Yes.
We're going to be watching Hustle, starring Adam Sandler. Who else is in this film?
A lot of prominent NBA types. Kenny Smith is in it.
Okay.
Several current NBA athletes are in it. Brad Stevens is even in it. Doc Rivers is in it.
Really?
Geez, what's the guy's name? The guy from The Natural. The reporter from The Natural. He's a big actor. It's gonna bother
me. Who is the reporter in The Natural?
Oh, it's going to really, really bother me. He's in a Vince Vaughn movie, too. I should have had.
Oh,
I wasn't
boy,
ready
I
for
forget.
This.
We watched The Natural 2 years ago.
He's in it.
Of course, Robert Redford is The Natural.
Yeah, who is the reporter in The Natural?
Was it? John Lovitz was the talent scout in League of Their Own.
Yes, not the same as the reporter in The Natural. John Lovitz. Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. This is terrible. I'm getting the cast up right now. I'm buying time. Robert Duvall.
Oh, Robert Duvall. He's in Hustle.
He is in Hustle.
Okay.
Yes. Queen Latifah is in Hustle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a good cast. It's a really good cast. Very enjoyable watch. I think the world was looking for a decent Adam Sandler movie and a decent sports movie at the same time.
Yep. Oh, Urkel's in it?
Is he?
Jaleel White? is the VP of player personnel, Blake.
That was Urkel?
Dr. J, Tobias Harris.
Yes.
It's a Sixers-related movie.
Yes. Adam Sandler is a scout for the 76ers.
Dirk, Allen Iverson.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, it's a really, if you love the NBA, it's a big-time NBA movie.
Fat Joe?
Yes.
Mark Cuban?
You get them all. I'm telling you, it's a ton of cameos. They do a really good job of making you feel like it's really involved with the current NBA.
Okay. Well, it's got a meta score of 68. Not sure if that's out of 100. Not great. And then it gets a 7.4 out of 10 stars. Not sure what Rotten Tomatoes says about it. But,
well, let me stress this again. I went in with terrible expectations. I went in saying, let me start this. I'll get through 10, 15 minutes. Because Adam Sandler's given me no reason to think positively.
That's what I said about Hubie Halloween, but you liked it.
You know what? You're right. I did like you. But I like Hubie Halloween knowing it's bad.
Okay.
This, I actually walked in. I'm like, I thought that was a solid sports movie. I really did. So
all right.
We'll see. Maybe you guys will crush me and I'm wrong.
All right. So Hustle is the mothership of the movie's return. And then we have to decide on the next four movies, three or four. I'd like to do a total of five. We'll see where our appetite is for this at the end of four.
Right. Well, no, I mean, maybe we have to do six and seven and just Bogus and Pete are the only ones that have to watch a movie and basically report on them. We'll see. You know, they're dodging work.
I think the punishment for Bilotti and Bogus probably should be PGP related. Your punishment was PGP related.
Right. You're right. But, I mean, the only punishment would be them doing extra PGP stuff.
Maybe they have to do a side C together with them for like a month.
Oh, that's true. But then Pete's also putting it up because I'm not hanging around for another half an hour every day. I have to do it. Actually, I will. I don't run from work. So
oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so you're going to talk to Emmanuel.
Yes.
I have to say, is his last name pronounced Barbari?
I believe it's Barbari.
Barbari.
Because I've heard him host shows, and I could have sworn that's what he always says.
I always want to say Burberry.
Yeah, I don't think it's Burberry. I just call him E-Man.
E-Man.
Yeah.
E-Man.
I'm trying to make it stick around here, but it seems like I'm the only one calling him that.
I heard somebody call him the Big E. Did you?
No, but he's very tall.
Yeah.
So the Big E. I'll ask him what he prefers.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm out of line calling him E-Man. I don't know.
He's been on the board Monday, Tuesday. He was on the board last week as well, mm-hmm. when both you and I were off. He's going to be on the board Wednesday, and then the rest of the week as well, or just these 3 days?
Thursday, and then E-Man checks out on a summer Friday.
Okay.
And I get Boyle back from Spain, I believe, is
okay.
what happens there. So that'll be good. And Boyle checked in with me from Spain yesterday, by the way.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So he wanted to let me know he was attempting to have relations with somebody that worked at the hotel.
Boyle
on the balcony.
Boyle must be just tearing up. I think he's in Seville. He must be tearing up Seville.
He told me language barrier was a problem, but he's thinking he's making headway. Before Friday, he hopes to have some news from me on the girl stocks towels or something. I don't know. That's the kind of week he's having. So he said, young flavor, he gives it to you.
Boy, he does not fit in with us. But he brings a wild card to the table.
Yeah, Danielle next week. Sean, who are you texting? I'll just Pat Boyle about who he's, you know.
Looking up with the top.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Old girl in Seville.
Who he's hooking up with?
You understand. Okay, Emmanuel on side B. Let's hear how this goes.
Howdy, doo-doo-doo. Welcome on in to the side B of the PGP. How are you? It's Mraz, not with Andrew Bogus for two straight weeks on the PGP. Well, really, one straight week because there was none last week, as we just alluded to on side A. Instead, we get a young diaper D-alien. A guy who is destined, I think, for really goodness, if not greatness, in a play-by-play booth, as long as he keeps his iced coffee orders short. His name is Emmanuel Barbari. Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm doing well. That's quite the intro.
How about those pipes?
Appreciate that.
So let's get a couple things straight here. Okay. As Tom Hanks would say at the end of Castaway. I've been calling you E-Man. Feels like an easy nickname. I'm starting to get the vibe I'm the only one that calls you that. Is that a problem?
It's not a problem because you're not the only person who calls me that. All of my friends at home call me E-Man.
Is that right?
A lot of colleagues have called me E-Man. Just not everybody. It's not universal yet.
Okay. Because I don't want to be the guy that pushes a nickname that you don't really like and then you're afraid to tell me stop calling me that. I don't want to be that guy. So
I like it.
That makes me feel good. DA has also told me that he's heard others call you the Big E.
I can't recall the Big E, but
okay.
Is a name that people have thrown around.
Okay, because you have a very long name.
There's a lot of syllables involved.
Barbari.
Okay,
so we have that right, obviously. Emmanuel Barbari. Now, once upon a time, there was a Damon Amendolara who had a very longish name, and when he traveled the country and did jobs elsewhere, I think specifically Kansas City, they had to come up with something shorter, and they came up with D.A. As we get inside a young Emmanuel, as our audience gets to know you, is that a thought? Are we going to shorten this at any point?
I think that's what E-Man kind of accomplishes. But if you're talking first and last name, people might think E-B would be something I'd go by. But I'm not really an initials guy.
Yeah, E-B is a weird initial to have.
It is. It doesn't really flow.
It's not like D-A. So, okay, that's fair. Now, how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I am 22, but I'll be 23.
You're only 22?
I'll be 23 at the end of the month.
I honestly thought you were like 26. So you're really, really a diaper dealing. You're already doing single A ball?
Single A ball. And I've been working at FAN since 2018 because I interned summer 2018.
So you were like 19?
I was 19, and then I started part-time in college because I went to Fordham in the city. So,
well, that's it. That's extremely valuable to have that experience at that age. I can't even fathom that. I did not know you were that young. So we've had a lot of younger guys throughout the Pat Boyle recently. Connor Green is one that come to mind. Joe D'Aloisio now works up at Iona. We've had a lot of young guys work on the show. So clearly when you've done so many shifts on the show, you're very much in the inner circle and our listeners deserve to learn a little bit about you. So before I get into your iced coffee or even ask your opinion on a PGP gone sour, as you've been working on the show essentially for like two straight weeks now, let me just ask you long-term goals because of your voice, because your play-by-play?
I think play-by-play is where my heart is. It's where my passion is.
All right. That's fair. Nothing wrong with that. So play-by-play is where Emmanuel wants to go right now. And one day when he's calling the Super Bowl, remember that he was on a PGP with me discussing iced coffee. Now, you took out the trash, I believe for the first time in DA show history, you did a Trash Tuesday?
That was my first time doing a trash.
Okay, and your trash was trashing these coffee places and the people that work at their drive-thru with the idea that they can't handle certain orders, which on one hand, I will defend you. It's not the most outrageous order you have going on when you're throwing a blonde shot and things and you want extra ice. I've seen way worse where people are out of control. But I got on you a little bit on there, which you could find on Instagram at Damon Amendo, where this clip is being pumped out right now, that I got on you a little bit because coffee's become ridiculous. At this point, Emmanuel, I don't drink coffee. DA doesn't drink coffee, which is odd. We're a morning show where nobody essentially likes coffee. Even Pete doesn't drink coffee. You're not liking coffee at that point when you're putting that much other crap in it.
And I wouldn't consider it, and here's my defense, I wouldn't consider it that much other crap. One of my elements to, let's say, four or five elements to my coffee.
It's extra ice.
Is extra ice.
Watering it down more.
But I'm devouring it well before we get to that point.
You just like it really cold?
I like it colder, and I think when you have only a couple of ice cubes, they're just lying around there, and there's no richness to the coffee anymore, the iced coffee.
I hate to go too deep into iced coffee here for a second, but I have to. I don't recall looking at somebody's iced coffee where it's coffee with a couple floating ice cubes like it's a Coke glass at an Applebee's. I get the gist every time I see somebody with iced coffee, like it's a cup full of ice that coffee gets pulled over. So is that all you're talking about? Like you're asking for more ice on top of that?
I guess it's a texture thing and also just a colder thing. I like my iced coffee to be cold. Otherwise, I would just go hot.
Right. Otherwise, you wouldn't get iced coffee. That makes a lot of sense. I guess that just feels like a really weird thing. Do you have any regrets about trashing them? Did this open your eyes, this exercise, to saying maybe I'm out of control with my coffee order?
I don't think I'm out of control. On the contrary, I think...
On the contrary. You're using way bigger words than I would ever use.
I don't know why I just used that phrase. But on the contrary, I go with the same order every day. So even though there are four or five, let's call them ingredients, including extra ice, which isn't even an ingredient, I'm doing the same thing every day. I'm not changing it up.
You spend money every single day on iced coffee.
Pretty much. But sometimes I will scale back a little bit. I'm like, hey, I'm spending way too much. And I'll get the jug at home, the iced coffee jug, okay. And I'll pour it out in one of those little glasses and add my own ice.
So let me ask you this then. You say you get it almost every day. Are you going to the same places almost every day that by now maybe you should be a regular and you shouldn't have to reiterate, say that again? Isn't that a problem?
I think the problem is the drive-thru, is like we were talking about on the show.
Okay.
When I'm going through the drive-thru, people are hearing me through some speaker.
So if you showed up at a counter by face, everybody know, okay, shot a blonde, let's get it ready to go.
They're like, same deal.
Oh, they know who I am.
I'm not sure if they know my name, but they see my face and they automatically correlate it to that coffee order.
So let me pose a quick hypothetical to you. You're 22 years old doing single A ball. You take off. Let's paint the picture. You're 13 years down the road. Okay, we're winding down the Juan Soto contract with his new team. You're a major league voice. Let's say you even have a national deal. Maybe you're one of the voices, the MLB on Fox. Maybe you're the voice of Sunday Night Baseball. So now you've made it, right? People know you around the country. You're living the dream. You're treating drive-through people. Can you hear me? I'm getting extra ice. Are you going to be the type of big personality that is looking at interns or younger people like, what do you mean? You got my coffee order wrong. Is that going to be a problem in the future?
Absolutely not. I say it now. It's easy for anyone to say when they're not in that spot that you just described. But I take pride in the fact that I would love to give back,
okay,
and help people, give them feedback and help them get to where I would potentially be at that point. So I don't see that happening. And also, I complained about it on the show today, but I'm very patient in those situations. I'm internally annoyed when someone doesn't hear me and ask for my order again.
But you're
just
not actually vocalizing this. No, you just wait to do it to 200 radio affiliates and SiriusXM.
And I do it under anonymity because I didn't call anybody out. I just said generic Starbucks and Dunkin'. We need to step up our game collectively to have better drive through.
Say baristas everywhere are not happy this morning. On the DA show, you ticked off them the way Pete the Body Bellotti once ticked off valet Parker, saying the job was beneath him. Now we'll close with this. There was no PGP last week. Were you on the show? You don't have to reveal inner secrets. Don't worry. I'm not looking to put you in a bad spot. I just need to know when the PGP discussion came up. Were you? How many days on the show did you work last week?
I worked two, Thursday, Friday.
Okay, so in essence, the reason I bring that up, by that point in the week, usually a PGP is already done. We're recording this on a Tuesday, so it shouldn't be on you, and you were producing?
I was producing Thursday, and I was technically producing Friday, but Bellotti threw me over onto the board because I needed to know the board for this week, and I hadn't trained on the board since December, so I was more on the board on Friday.
I only bring that up because you really should bear no responsibility in there being no PGP despite you working, because you, first of all, you have to focus, like you're saying, you're learning the board and all this other stuff. So you've heard now the case from a couple listeners, a caller, Jeff in Pittsburgh, which you just heard back in Side A of the PGP. You heard there were tweets sent and an effort by Bogish to push Bellotti under the bus, Bellotti pushing others under the bus, all on Twitter and all of this. As a young man in the business, started working at 18, 19, and at 22. I didn't learn my lessons for a long time. I still haven't learned all my lessons. Do you think Bogish and Pete have ground to stand on working on the DA show as long as they have not doing a PGP last week? Are you team Bogish and Bellotti? Or do you think, even if it's minor, some punishment should be levied, just as an unbiased observer?
Unbiased observer, as much as I understand the way they put it, because I was there Thursday and Friday when they talked about it on the show. And
they mentioned it on the show.
They mentioned it on the show.
Okay,
and
I did
they were
not
making
know that.
Some salient points about why they weren't going to fire it out.
Okay.
With that said,
that's
though,
right. Jeff in Pittsburgh said they mentioned on the show. Correct.
Right.
I'm an idiot.
But given what was described on the show today, where you were talking about your punishment when you didn't fulfill your responsibility. I think it's only fair if they get some sort of punishment for not fulfilling their responsibility.
That was a really, really good way of answering that question, Emmanuel. And you've earned a trip back to the PGP and the DA show. I can assure you that was the right answer.
Appreciate
to
it.
Have. So what punishment will come? Will there be a fight from a punishment? I don't know what's next. I really don't know. All I know is that you got a PGP this week, listeners. So please, please download everywhere the Permission Graded podcast is available. And thanks for listening. E-Man, give your Twitter handle to the folks.
It's at Berbari on air. So B-E-R-B-A-R-I on air. And the reason I spell it out like that is Al Dukes on the warm-up show. I did a fan show.
Yeah.
And he was like, this guy, Emmanuel Berbari, is giving out his Twitter handle. I don't know how to it's spelled. I don't.
It's true. It's hard.
It's true. So I'm going to put multiple words in addition to my last name. So Berbari on air is the Twitter handle.
All right. Your next voice of the MLB on Fox. And you can follow me at MirazCBS. Have a great weekend, everyone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.